Pope John Paul today arrived in Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan, on the 96th foreign trip of his papacy. He'll also travel to Bulgaria. The visits are designed to improve the church's relations with Orthodox Christians and Muslims. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
For the first time in his papal travels, John Paul will have to stay in a hotel in the Azerbaijani capital, Baku, because of the lack of church facilities. In fact, according to the Vatican, there are only 120 Catholics in that predominantly Muslim country. One journalist quipped, "There will be more Catholics on the papal plane than in all of Azerbaijan." The Azeri visit follows one last year to Christian Armenia. For more than a decade, Armenians have been locked in what at times has been a very bloody dispute with Azerbaijan over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. Father Robert Taft, a Jesuit who teaches at Rome's Pontifical Oriental Institute, says the Pope will restore a balance.
And in a sense, it's necessary that having visited Armenia, that he also visit Azerbaijan, lest he seem to be giving the impression that the Catholic Church is not interested in seeing an equitable solution to this problem for both sides.
The visit to Muslim Azerbaijan will also highlight one of the key concerns of the closing phase of this papacy, John Paul's desire to improve relations between Christians and Muslims. The next stop on this papal trip will be Bulgaria, whose population is predominantly Orthodox Christian. John Paul has made some successful visits to Orthodox countries such as Romania and Greece. But relations between the Vatican and Russia, the most important Orthodox country, are very cold. The Russian Patriarch Alexei II is vehemently opposed to a papal visit to Moscow. He accuses the Catholic Church of proselytizing on Orthodox territory. In recent weeks, tensions have gotten worse. John Allen, Vatican correspondent for the Independent biweekly The National Catholic Reporter, says the Pope is striving for a breakthrough.
And so the Pope, I think, going into Bulgaria, which is a church that's independent but has very good relations with Moscow, is hoping that if things go well on this trip, it might in some way begin to chip away at the chill that is in place in the relationship.
The juxtaposition of the words Pope and Bulgaria immediately evokes the so-called Bulgarian connection, the unproven theory that in 1981 the Soviet bloc conspired to kill the Polish-born Pope because he was seen as a threat to the communist system. In this light, Father Robert Taft says the papal visit is extremely important for the Bulgarian people.
It certainly puts a stone, finally, over the Bulgarian issue as to whether the Bulgarian secret police were involved in the attempt to assassinate the Pope. I mean, this really, we have no idea whether that's true or not, but certainly, even if it were true, it has nothing whatever to do with the Bulgarian people, but simply with the communist mess, which, of course, was the crucifixion of Europe.
The trip to Azerbaijan and Bulgaria also sends a personal message from John Paul himself. He can barely walk, he stands with difficulty for any amount of time, and he has trouble reading texts out loud. There are even plans to use cargo lifts when the Pope disembarks from planes. But John Paul clearly does not want to give up foreign travel, and at least for the moment, he has no intention to resign. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.